Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the evening edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Wednesday, the 20th of May, 2026 at 1918 Israel time, 1618 UTC. Hezbollah drone severely wounds IDF brigade commander as Knesset advances early elections, May 20, 1618 UTC, 1918 Israel. Evening edition. Bottom line up front, a Hezbollah explosive-laden drone struck IDF artillery bunkers in Bint Jebel, southern Lebanon, severely wounding Armor Brigade 401 commander Colonel Meir Biderman and killing a reserve officer. The IDF confirmed the commander underwent brain surgery. The attack came as the Knesset voted 110-0 to advance a bill dissolving parliament, pushing Israel toward early elections amid a coalition crisis over the Haredi draft law. Internationally, the IRGC threatened to spread war beyond the Middle East if the US resumes strikes on Iran, while Italy, France, and Canada summoned Israeli ambassadors after National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir posted a video taunting handcuffed Gaza flotilla detainees. Now, turning to the regional sections, in Iran, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps warned that any renewed US military strikes would cause the war to spread far beyond the region with what it called devastating blows against the American Zionist enemy. The statement follows President Trump's repeated postponements of strike windows and ongoing diplomatic efforts. On the nuclear front, the Iranian Foreign Ministry rejected US demands to transfer nuclear materials abroad, insisting the program is entirely peaceful. Parliament Speaker Ghalibaf separately claimed Iran's military has rebuilt capabilities during the ceasefire and would make any aggressor regret renewed attacks. In the Strait of Hormuz, the IRGC Navy stated all ship transits proceed under its coordination. US officials anonymously told CBS News that at least 10 Iranian naval mines have been identified in the strait. Domestically, President Pezeshkian and Supreme Leader Khamenei issued messages marking the second anniversary of former President Raisi's death, praising his school of service and resistance. In Lebanon, Hezbollah claimed responsibility for a squadron of loitering drones targeting the IDF artillery bunkers in Bint Jebel. The IDF confirmed 8 additional soldiers were wounded beyond the brigade commander and the reservist killed. Israeli warplanes struck multiple towns, including Kfarsir, Majd al-Selm, Yoweya, Kazmai, and Sedikin. The IDF said it struck a Hezbollah weapons production site embedded in a former clinic near a mosque in Tyre, noting secondary explosions indicating stored weapons. Troops also struck Hezbollah surveillance equipment positioned inside a civilian building used to monitor IDF movements. On the messaging side, Hezbollah fighters sent a letter to Secretary General Nayam Qassam praising his leadership and vowing continued operations. MP Hussein Haj Haja Hassan hailed popular resilience despite what he called Israeli brutality. Moving to Gaza, overnight Tuesday, the IDF dismantled a Hamas weapon storage facility in central Gaza, stating the weapons were intended to target soldiers near the yellow line and Israeli civilians. Precautions including advance warnings and precise munitions were used. On the flotilla front, 430 activists from the Global Summit Flotilla were transferred to Israel after naval interception. At least 87 detainees began a hunger strike. The diplomatic fallout centers on a video posted by National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir showing himself waving an Israeli flag while handcuffed activists knelt with heads down and the national anthem played. Foreign Minister Sa'ar condemned the video and Italy, France and Canada summoned Israeli envoys. Transport Minister Mary Rege also shared the footage. Separately, The Trump-backed Gaza Board of Peace faces a funding shortfall, with experts citing the lack of a political horizon and Israeli land grabs as deterrents to donors for the $70 billion reconstruction plan. In the West Bank, Israeli forces blocked several roads in the village of Zabda, southwest of Jenin. No further details were provided. On the multilateral track, Vice President J.D. Vance said Washington and Tehran have made a lot of progress in talks and neither side desires resumed war. The White House called right-wing podcaster Tucker Carlson a low IQ person after he told Israeli TV that Netanyahu dragged the U.S. into war. Presidents Putin and Xi announced bilateral cooperation agreements following a Beijing summit, emphasizing a multipolar world. The UAE strongly condemned drone attacks launched from Iraqi territory, including one targeting the Baraka nuclear power plant, calling them a violation of sovereignty and international law. Saudi Arabia similarly attributed recent drone attacks to Iraqi origin launches, and the Czech foreign minister pledged to block any EU sanctions against Israel, even unilaterally, after meeting Israeli foreign minister Sarar. Across the world sections, the diplomatic reactions to the Ben-Gur video continued. The French foreign minister demanded respectful treatment and immediate release of citizens. The German ambassador in Israel welcomed Israeli voices condemning the incident. South Korean President Lee said Israel's detention of flotilla activists was way out of line and not valid under international law. In the Americas, an Al Jazeera opinion piece highlighted a Republican backlash against pro-Israel political influence following Representative Thomas Massie's primary defeat. In the Asia Pacific, analysts say Russia seeks to replace lost gas revenue via the Power of Siberia 2 pipeline, while China diversifies energy supplies. Questions also arose over whether President Trump will kill a $14 billion Taiwan arms deal. In the broader Middle East, Israeli forces escalated military movements and arrests in Quneitra and Dora countryside amid efforts to complete the SOFA 53 project inside Syrian territory. A member of the Al-Hasaka Council of Elders died in a caretaker government prison without official explanation, and a 5.6 magnitude earthquake was felt along the Turkey-Syria border. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The tempo of kinetic exchanges on the Lebanon front has escalated sharply compared to the trailing 7 days. The wounding of a brigade commander via a precision strike on a known artillery position represents a qualitative increase in Hezbollah's targeting capability and intelligence. Hezbollah's operational risk appetite appears to be growing, possibly emboldened by the US-Iran diplomatic back and forth and the Israeli political crisis. The IRGC's explicit threat to expand the war adds a new escalatory vector not present in earlier windows. On the information environment, Hezbollah is pushing a narrative of successful attrition and high-value targeting, claiming the drone strike as proof of its ability to impose costs on Israeli forces. The IDF counters with a narrative of operational necessity, framing its strikes on Hezbollah assets in civilian areas as forced by the group's tactics. Internationally, the Ben-Gur video has shifted attention to Israeli conduct, with European states summoning envoys and framing the incident as a human rights violation, a narrative that benefits Hezbollah's portrayal of Israel as brutal. The IRGC's threat to widen the war is being amplified by Iranian state media to project strength amid nuclear talks, but Western outlets are treating it as bluster, creating a gap between Tehran's framing and global reception, and the synthesis. The convergence of a severe IDF casualty from a Hezbollah drone, the Knesset's move toward early elections, and the IRGC's threat to expand the war creates a dangerous feedback loop. Hezbollah may escalate further to exploit Israeli political instability, while the IRGC's rhetoric could become a self-fulfilling prophecy if the US resumes strikes. The key pattern is that diplomatic off-ramps are being undermined by tactical events. The Ben-Gur video erodes Western support for Israel just as the US seeks to keep a lid on Iran, and the Knesset dissolution weakens Netanyahu's ability to manage the Northern Front decisively. A counter reading is that the IRGC threat is mere posturing and Hezbollah's attack was opportunistic, not strategic, but the timing and target selection suggest a coordinated effort to test Israeli resolve during a political vacuum and to wrap up the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. Watch for unusual Iranian military cargo flights between Tehran, Mehrabad and Damascus or Latia in the next 48 hours, indicating possible IRGC resupply to Hezbollah. Review Sentinel, 1-star imagery of Bin Jabal from the pass at 3:45 UTC on May 21st to assess damage to IDF artillery bunkers and verify secondary explosions. And monitor the Telegram channel Siberian News for posting cadence on IRGC naval movements in the Strait of Hormuz, particularly any imagery of mine-laying activity referenced by US officials. Under a status quo lens, the Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through May 27 with no resumption of direct kinetic exchange. Within 48 hours, the IDF will conduct a retaliatory strike on a Hezbollah command center in southern Lebanon, resulting in at least 5 Hezbollah operatives killed. And before the Knesset's next dissolution vote on May 22, Prime Minister Netanyahu will announce a compromise on the Haredi draft law to avert early elections with low confidence. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, within 72 hours, Hezbollah will launch a barrage of at least 50 rockets at northern Israel, including the city of Haifa, in retaliation for an IDF strike. By May 23, the US will conduct a limited strike on an IRGC naval vessel in the Persian Gulf after a mine damages a commercial ship in the Strait of Hormuz. And within 24 hours, the Israeli government will declare a state of emergency and impose nationwide home front command restrictions following a mass casualty Hezbollah drone attack on a civilian area. That concludes this ESSER prep. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_sitreps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.